GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Israel, while bombarding central Beirut and moving ground troops into southern Lebanon, still weighing a response to the Iranian missile barrage this week. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Tel Aviv.
President Biden has called for a proportional Israeli response, but here in Israel, there is a growing realization that more of those missiles hit, like the one that destroyed this school, than anticipated. And that is raising expectations for a disproportional response, one that would deter Iran from ever doing this again. That as Israel continues to pound Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Special counsel Jack Smith in a newly unsealed court filing arguing that Donald Trump's actions on January 6th were not the official acts of a president, but rather the desperate illegal deeds of a losing candidate. The filing in response to the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. Death toll from Hurricane Helene, now 189 people, with many more still missing. 45,000 dock workers still on strike. If it lingers, it could snarl supply chains and raise consumer prices. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic nominee for president visits the birthplace of the Republican Party today. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Ripon. It's Harris' fifth visit to Wisconsin since her campaign began in July. Donald Trump won Fond du Lac County by more than 15,000 votes 4 years ago. Trump campaigns in Juneau on Sunday. The vice president leads Trump in Wisconsin by 4 points in the latest Marquette poll. Poll director Charles Franklin says almost 100% of Democrats back Harris.
It's possible that we're overestimating just how loyal Democrats are. But the numbers, as you can see, have been pretty consistent for the last several polls. So there's reason to take them seriously.
Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 7-point lead over Eric Hovde in the race for U.S. Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Kamala Harris will speak at Ripon College today. The time and exact location of her appearance has not been released publicly. However, Ripon College posted on Facebook this morning confirming the Harris for President campaign event, saying, quote, Ripon College believes it's important to foster political discourse, civic engagement, and thoughtful and respectful exchange of ideas. It went on to say, quote, while we all have our own personal political opinions, Ripon College does not endorse political candidates, end quote. Civic media will be at the event in Ripon. Over 35 Wisconsin Red Cross volunteers, including 6 from New Wisco, are helping with Hurricane Helene response efforts in 10 states. Rebecca Rockhill, Executive Director of the American Red Cross in Green Bay.
So we're really about providing that safe shelter, providing the meals, the emotional support.
Rockhill said even more volunteers are waiting to be deployed when needed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a 2-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit 2 home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead 2-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Mitchell said he was excited for the opportunity to come up big.
Obviously, there's a lot of pressure there, but like at the same time, it's just enjoying the game and having fun. It's a kid's game, you know? Play it. Like I said, like those are the types of things you look at like when you're in the backyard. It was awesome, exciting. Still trying to come down from it, but just most importantly, excited to play another game, another day of baseball, and come back out here tomorrow and do it again.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. Our high right around 73 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 10. This evening, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two, then clearing after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, sunshine 68, Saturday sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our Popcorn Pick of the Week, brought to you by Poppin' Z's Popcorn. And I'm joined by Milwaukee filmmaker Ezekiel Drews and Festival Theater's Jesse March.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Some great guests today. Craig Roloff and Scott Stilo. Drive for a Cure, Bergstrom Automotive, coming up this weekend. What a great, great way to raise money for breast cancer. Go out there and drive some really cool hot cars, and Bergstrom will pay you to do it. Or they'll pay...
They pay the
charity
MCW,
for right. you to do it. Yeah. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Love how she just gets to the point, right? No messing
Good name.
Up. No, yeah, no.
What
yeah,
I like about point. What she brings to the party is, you know, everybody thinks mortgage, like she said, is one thing. Call yeah. What's the rate today? Well, there's so many programs and
over 100 like different ways,
right, to finance your home, your new home, or refinance your home. So yeah, I like she knows what she's talking about.
Well, we've got Nikki Z in the house. I'm
going to
read you. You know, people probably shouldn't read other people's texts live on the air. I'm going to read a cup.
I don't think that's even... Yeah.
Huh? No, I'm just going to hang on one second.
Mm-mm. Full transparency here.
A little transparency. This yep. is mm-hmm. Last night communication between
began,
the
began
two of us.
Began right at first pitch.
Yeah, basically first pitch. Okay, so here we go. First thing. For literally 3 minutes into the game, and I'm not even kidding around, okay? 3 minutes into the game. I don't like this start, Johnny. Yada, yada, yada. Then, Churio! 10 exclamation points. We needed that so bad. Then, another one.
Is Churio like your cheer, or is that a guy's name?
It's a guy's name.
Okay.
First of all, you're also eliminating. Churio. You are chiming back. You
yeah,
are replying. This
Jim,
is not a
Jim,
one-way.
Okay, Jim,
can't read
do me
that
a favor. I'm
air.
In the blue. Can you read my responses?
I can.
Go ahead. Read my responses.
Yeah. Yep. Montanus needs to go. Yep. Lean into it. Yep. We have to get away from the bullpen right away. Agreed. I'm not okay. Wow.
You know what?
Wow, you. How about Chris Christie in the front row? Really?
You know what? This wow. is like a really bad radio drama.
Yeah.
Day,
no,
right?
No, but look,
it's
look
amazing.
At this. This is true. Look at these. One. Yep.
Yep.
What does STRF that my
is,
mean? What does
Amy,
that mean?
Amy is looking old. Front row Amy. We're commenting on.
Ouch.
What does STRF? F you mean?
We can't.
Okay, oh, can't. Don't
yeah. That was not for me.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I got
John.
Hacked or something.
Ooh, oh, no, he's a little more specific in the next one. It's spelled out. It's spelled out in the next one.
Emojis.
Wow, were you ever worked up for this?
And this has been wow. another edition
right.
of
okay.
World's Worst Radio I, Cinema Theater.
Yeah. My mother's listening. I wouldn't read that. Yeah. Wow. I don't think you should be texting that either.
But anyway. It's like Anchorman. You give him script and you put whatever you want on it. And he'll just
read it. Yep. Lather some wow. barbecue sauce
yeah,
on that.
So 90% of my responses were, yep.
yep. Yeah. I'm like, wow, Johnny's not into this.
No, I totally was. But mm-hmm. I could tell you were fired up.
A little bit.
Yeah, you're.
So
get to the punchline here. This is from pitch number one through going into the eighth inning when the Brewers were trailing 3-1. And all of a sudden, she went silent. And I texted,
yep.
silent. Tell yep. everybody why you went silent.
I had to change the energy.
Yeah.
If you are sitting there in one position and the team is down, what do you have to do? Somebody's got to change something up. I relocated. I went upstairs. I started to take a pouty shower because I was mad. And then guess what?
You missed one of the greatest innings in Brewer postseason history.
You're welcome, Brewers fans. You're welcome.
I did this for you.
Correct.
You know what you sound like? The girl on a Saturday Night Live for Weekend Update. It was like, the girl you can't get away from. The girl you regret saying hello to at a party. Oh. It's like, you're welcome.
Thanks, like, Johnny.
What do you want for Christmas? Well, I'm thinking about the new iPad. Really? You know what I want? World peace. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Well,
have you always been like that? Because I have a daughter who was younger, a little older now, but those Packer games, she would just walk away from, run away from the TV, go upstairs. I'm like,
she was that into it?
And those are some memories that you get in a house that are unbelievable. But I'm like, you need to stay here, you know? But because you don't want to walk out. I don't know. I'm asking you. As much as I dislike when something bad, but some of those games with great announcers are unbelievable.
Well, first of all, because it was a national broadcast,
I wasn't crazy about the announcers.
I was not crazy. Oh. So you lose a lot of the flair.
Yes,
so
with these guys.
If we could have, we should have been listening via radio and then watching.
Absolutely.
But then they often don't match up.
That's sync up at all. Yeah,
we tried doing the Packer game and they can't do it.
I'm a little stitious.
Wow. You own part of the Timber Rattlers now, but before that, were you just, as a little kid, the anxiety, did you always run away from the TV, go take a
pouty shower?
Actually.
I've never heard that term before.
She was going to
take a pouty shower.
Better that than a pouty vodka, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe there were... Maybe you have to
switch.
You saw some
for Texas. I'm not sure it wasn't the vodka talking.
It was not in all caps. I was not yelling. No. Okay. I was just a very adamant... No, actually, I'm pretty chill.
Yeah.
Believe that or not.
Then you come to work.
Yep.
We had a guy on here, Scott Vinci, is that his name? The guy that works for the Perks. And I've been to many games and see him, and he's just so stoic through the whole thing. And he just said that I'm not into the game. I'm just there reporting the game. I'm like, wow, I don't have that talent.
Cliff Crystal said that to us. It's a work day, and you got a million things to do. And
I don't know that I would be welcome in a press box.
Oh,
right.
No cheering in the press box.
Right.
So I would have to, that would be when I would need to walk away. Yeah. But I'm the same way in my kids' games as well.
Oh, I believe that.
You pitch the entire championship game and I'm pacing and I'm taking pictures and I'm, you know, just the heart rate is elevated.
Right. That made me think of something. We would get invited to games and went to the Bears-Packer playoff game. And we were in a skybox with all Bear fans because we were invited by the mayor. And that's tough to not cheer.
Exactly.
Like, I need to cheer. And it's like, we got to get out of here.
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, I mean, they're paying for everything.
You have to root for the home team.
They're okay with that. With, like, you know, but not, like, crazy like we would here in our city.
You didn't go up and offer them chest bumps or anything.
You know what? I was okay. Like,
I wouldn't do that even.
When Ted Thompson used to give me his box to bring up veterans. He did that for 12 or 13 years. Every Packer game, home game, I brought up, I think it was 16 veterans or their family, you know, eight with whatever guest, but whatever. Yeah, but if somebody said, well, you know, I'm actually a Cowboys fan or something, I said, that's fine.
Of course.
We're just going to have fun with this. Cheer. Well, the only thing where one guy said, okay, you've crossed the line, you're leaving. Or you take off your jersey or you're leaving.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, and he was a cop. Madison, and he was wearing a Brett Favre jersey in Ted Thompson's box the first year after that whole thing went
too
down.
Too soon.
And
too
that's
soon.
Really disrespectful.
Right.
Sure.
And I said, you're one of the two, either come in or take the jersey off.
Right.
But I remember we went to a Saints.
And I didn't think I didn't think that was wrong.
No.
You know what I mean?
This
is out of respect.
Yeah. And they say, like, I just remember we went to that Saints game. We got blown out that game. But and we were with the mayor in his skybox. And he's like, cheer. But you almost feel like you can't cheer like you should cheer.
Right.
You know, you can clap and they're like, hey, good job, you know. But look, we grew up cheering.
Of course.
I mean, you can't watch a game unemotionally.
Right. Exactly. I mean, like, well, like some of these guys we talk to can. I don't have that.
But then when you're at a game, I find it exhausting. Like, more high fives again.
Yeah,
again.
That's
okay, Matt, Todd.
Like every I'll give you single that. Time.
Remember the Seinfeld true. Episode about this?
That's true.
Which one?
When like the Yankees owner or somebody gave Elaine tickets. And in the front row,
yeah.
And she wore her Baltimore Orioles cap because she was an Orioles fan.
Yeah.
And they had the huge fight and the whole thing like that. So it's the same thing with that guy wearing the Brett Favre jersey that same year when all that stuff went
absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely.
And Ted took such a pounding from people. It's like, that's disrespectful.
Yeah. Right.
That's
weird. But it is, I think it's great that kids grow up. I guess we all grow up, but just cheering for a team. I think that's important. I think it's good for just you as a person.
Bit.
And
right.
I think that's really healthy. I remember. In school, when we were young, it was the Packer Day, you know, the Friday before the game.
Yes, you wear the jerseys.
And, well, they changed it now to just football.
Yes.
And I think that I'd go to these schools, these fourth, fifth, sixth graders wearing like a Lions jersey.
Right.
I'm like, that's cool that you're doing that. And they didn't get like beat up or anything. It was like they were respectful.
When I was a kid, every kid I knew where I grew up was either a Packers or a Lions fan.
Yep.
Okay.
Probably.
Every kid in Green Bay was a Packers fan.
Right.
Well, when they were in their formative years, two things happened. Cable TV, ESPN, and all those things. And now they're getting exposure all the time to these other teams around the country.
Yeah.
And the Packers were kind of sucky. And it's like they were all of a sudden pulled. Go to a grade school even now on a Friday.
And
see how many different jerseys there are.
Yeah, cool.
But it is remarkable. The little kids, when they wear their jerseys and they're Steeler fans or something like that. And they know, you know that it's because their family is so passionate about it, right?
Absolutely.
And then to the gumption that it takes for that little kid to walk in and just own it.
Right.
Like, absolutely.
Yep.
I think that's sometimes brutal.
And that's like sticking up for your friend that may not be the most popular. I think that's just good character to say, look, you know, Todd and I were at an event at school, and this kid came up to me and, oh, I'm Eric Schmidt. How you doing? I mean, he's tall, you know, I don't know, 23 years old, 24 years old. And he goes, yeah, I'm the kid that you bet at Aldo Leopold. He was a big 49ers fan, and I lost the bet. And
no
I had
way.
To go wear a hat. I wear a 49 and read a story to the class.
Oh, that's cool.
And he remembered that, and I was like, wow,
that's a cool thing.
But, you know, that's fourth grade to today is, you know, what, 27
and
years.
And I think you actually did remember him, didn't you?
I did. I don't wear a San Francisco 49ers hat and read to kids. And I was like, I just thought that was really cool. He said he still had the picture.
Yeah.
He still got the picture. But I remember going to him. I said, "That's pretty cool that you're wearing that." Because it was a big, I think it was a playoff game,
right?
And I said, "That's cool that you're wearing that." And he was.
And that's probably a story.
He still is a diehard 49ers fan. I don't know how his allegiance to them, if they moved here or what. But anyway, every time I saw kids, because when we were kids, it was all Packers.
Well, that you had no exposure
right
to the teams. Unless the Packers played them, you didn't know a thing about San Francisco.
Nope. Unless your family followed them somehow.
Right.
But it was fun.
When I was a kid, like, if you got that second game, you were excited because normally just there would be the Packer game, and well, that's it for NFL football today.
That is
so
true.
Yeah, so game three tonight, deciding factor.
Yeah.
On our sister station, WISS
98.3. Think about this, though. Since you were taking your pouty shutter and drinking vodka.
Oh, my God.
When the greatest thing in Brewer postseason history happened last
night. You're welcome.
Think about this. Two Timber Rattlers combined for three home runs in their biggest play, one of their biggest playoff games ever.
Well, and the nugget about really Churio. Cool.
Churio. You love him.
No, but Churio being the youngest to hit.
Other than Babe Ruth.
Yes, Babe Ruth. You're in history.
What was he like when he was here?
Babe Ruth?
Babe Ruth.
Churio.
He's great, yeah.
I'd ask you. Hey, we're back after this.
Funny. Wow. That was funny.
Wow. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm proud to be voting for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin.
Across Wisconsin, people are standing up for Vice President Kamala Harris and Senator Tammy Baldwin because they stand up for us, taking on the big drug companies, lowering the cost of insulin and prescription drugs. They've even cracked down on greedy corporations to put an end to price gouging and surprise medical billing and made sure no insurance company can deny you coverage for having a pre-existing condition.
Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting for people like me and all of my friends and everybody else I know.
Now, extremist politicians are trying to take away our basic freedoms. But Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting back, protecting our freedom to choose and our right to vote.
A lot of people fought and died for these rights. My parents, my grandparents.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I am going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. They are fighting for me.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Get ready to rock the vote at the Oktoberfest Get Out the Vote Extravaganza Tour. Join the tour October 3rd at Green Bay Titletown Brewing Company. Music by Tom Castle and the Traveling Suitcases.
A sinner decked out in flowers, in scarves and hats and bows.
Other partners include Progress North, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, Citizens Action of Wisconsin, and Our Wisconsin Revolution. The goal of the tour is to inspire and motivate attendees to volunteer for Get Out the Vote efforts and support organizations that need additional help to maximize their capacity and impact. Everybody come together.
Effigies carved in stone, cast in bronze.
Enjoy the great music and fuel the movement for change. You must register ahead of time at the ManaquaBrewingCompany.com site under the tab Get Tickets. Come be part of the action. Get Out the Vote Extravaganza is presented by Minocqua Brewing.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media. 52 degrees in Green Bay, 52 in Appleton, 54 in Oshkosh. Looks good through the weekend, huh?
Oh yeah.
And then who knows, huh?
Right. We'll have Brittany back.
We'll
on
go
Monday.
From there. Yeah. Yeah. But enjoy this weekend.
Tonight, Thursday night, you're not gonna watch the Brewers tonight because
no,
you're
I will be at
event,
Epic,
and I will be at Tarleton.
Operation Song, which is a great event. Once again, it's songwriters from Nashville coming up here to write songs about local veterans. And we've got a phenomenal young lady from Green Bay, or excuse me, from Nashville, who's married to a gentleman from Green Bay,
right,
who's a Nashville singer. And she's going to be up here performing on stage. And we had her on the other day, and we played some of her music, a duet she did with Gretchen Wilson that was fantastic. And she's going to be performing, excuse me, tonight at Epic. And I believe tickets are still available at the Epic. So check with them and come on in. I've got a table. I've got some people. My table is now full, by the way.
Nice.
So, yeah. So we're going to have a great group out there and have a lot of fun. So, and supporting a great cause with the veterans. And a lot of my veteran buddies are all going to be there that, you know, I embedded with and everything. So it's going to be a really great night.
That's cool.
Hate to miss a Brewer game, but when it comes to supporting the veterans, doesn't matter.
No, you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this is a do or die for the Brewers, though?
Yeah, do or die. One of these two teams, the season comes to an end.
Who are they playing?
The Mets.
Okay, just ask.
Well, I mean, it's the same team they've been playing in the series. You don't follow baseball at all, do you?
Do not.
See, like I said, I think it's
very, very slow.
It is, but like a game last night, when you've got something really right, this isn't a game in August between a team that's in, you know, sixth place against whatever, and neither team's going anywhere. I mean, baseball, I'll be honest with you, it kind of gets to the point of almost like being an exhibition season late in the year when teams are so far out of it. You know, somebody's 19 games out of first. But the Tigers were, I want to say, 10 games out of first place on August 10th. 10 games out. Hmm. Nobody thought they were going anyplace. And they went on a stretch. I want to say they won like 25 out of 32 or, I mean, it's somebody would not, was it 31 and 19? I forget what it was, but they went on a stretch that was like incredible and got super hot and are just playing phenomenal baseball right now and knocking off Houston, which is amazing. Do you know the whole backstory on that?
No,
Tigers manager.
I don't even know who's playing.
Okay. The Tigers manager
had been the manager of the Houston Astros when they won the World Series.
When was that?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Then got fired.
Oh.
Because of the sign-stealing scandal. Okay?
Oh, I think you remember talked that? About that.
Yes.
Right.
The whole sign-stealing thing.
Right.
Tigers hire him, and what does he do? He beats his old team that fired him.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
That's cool, and there's a little drama behind
Absolutely.
It.
Those are the backstories.
Well, it's like, you know, we had that in football, right, with Favre and then the game down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
I have to mention something, though. I got to give the Jets coach for heading something off at the pass and admitting that's like, oh, I don't want to get in a peeing match with Aaron Rodgers. So the Jets had 5 or 6 illegal procedure jumping before the snap calls in their last game, okay? Which is unusual. They only had 1 for the entire season up to that.
Wow.
Well, Rodgers was going with one of those cadences where he really tries to get the other team to jump offside.
He loves that.
And he does a great job.
He does. He's got the most, what?
28 in NFL history. Most.
Whatever they're called.
Whatever you want to call it. Free plays.
Free plays. That's
okay. So he was trying to do that, and his own guys kept jumping. All right? So after the game, the head coach, Saleh, says, yeah, you know, we got to do something about that. Maybe we have to change how we do that at the line of scrimmage, and, you know, maybe these guys aren't cut for that. We got to work on that. Well, that got back to Rodgers. He said, hey, coaches talk about maybe you need to change your cadence. He says, well, I'll be totally honest with you. I think maybe somebody should hold these players accountable for jumping off sides versus me changing my cadence, which I've been doing for 20 years. And it's like, And the next day, Saleh, the coach, comes over and says, hey,
let me walk that back.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's not, I did not mean that. I was not asking Aaron to change his cadence. I'm just talking about how we come out of the huddle.
We'll work together.
It's most feeble excuse. I was talking about how we come out of the huddle and go up to the line of scrimmage. But it's like, oh, the first shot has been fired across the bow, and now he sees what's going to happen if he fights Aaron Rodgers about things like that. Wow. And he surrendered.
Yeah.
He surrendered.
But I just thought to myself, tough as a coach to coach somebody like that. You know,
can you imagine?
I'll be honest with you. It's kind of like working with you guys. What am I going to tell you that you don't already know, right?
But here's the deal, though, with that. I was really shocked when Matt LaFleur, because I still think Aaron Rodgers played a big part in Mike McCarthy getting fired. I don't think there's any question about that. So when they bring in Matt LaFleur, you think, okay, fresh start, new guy, young guy. I thought he was so disrespectful at times when he would come off the field. And LaFleur would go to talk to him, and Rodgers would just keep walking and things like that. I was really shocked how disrespectful he was to him. I'd never seen a quarterback more disrespectful to their head coach than Aaron Rodgers in the first year of Matt LaFleur.
I talked to a friend of mine who's friend with
an— or at least the body language.
But their job is to coach. I talked to a friend of mine whose friend is an NBA coach. He goes, you don't coach these guys. They just kind of—
they kind of do it. You kind of manage.
This is the time you should be here.
Yeah.
But I guess that's hard to coach those guys too. That, you know, but, you know, I don't know. They you're paid to coach, and as long as they're winning.
What are you going to tell LeBron?
Right. And as long as they're winning, you're doing a good job.
Yeah. So. No question. And it is so a players' league.
That's what I'm saying.
You know the only guys you coach?
What? The coach?
In the NBA? Yes, you know who else? But the last 4 guys on the bench. Because their jobs aren't guaranteed, right, and they got to work their butts off.
Yeah.
And when they get in a game, they got to produce, or there's a list of about 400 guys that are playing in the lower leagues, the developmental leagues,
right,
and in Europe and all over the world, and they monitor these guys all the time, and you're the 10th guy on the bench?
Right.
You know what? See ya.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have no strength whatsoever, unless they got a guaranteed contract. But you're right. That would be a really tough job coaching in the NBA. Really tough.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, that you kind of want to do something where you're productive. And I guess as long as you're winning, I guess that's the bottom line with that. But, boy, you want to lead people and coach them. And if they're like, look, I know more than you, that'd be tough on the coach.
Well, no, it's
you know
not.
What I'm
no, it, Jim, you're wrong. It's not I know more than you.
What's it?
It's I make so much more money than you, and it's guaranteed.
And mine's guaranteed.
Yeah, now, what are you going to tell me, coach?
Right.
That's just the nature of the business. Quick break. Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh, coming up.
But I'm old and my mom is driving red.
listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 45 pets displaced by Hurricane Helene are now in animal shelters around Wisconsin. The Humane Society's Lisa Bernard says the idea is to open up space in affected areas to handle local pets lost and reunite them with their owners. The Humane Society will make an announcement when the animals here are up for adoption. As many as 82 Wisconsin projects tied to clean energy could qualify for tax incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. Emily Pritzko of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council says they'll offer good jobs.
Excellent pay, flexibility, and we are rising to meet that.
Wind turbine technicians and solar installers are the fastest growing occupations in the U.S., but union leaders say not enough people are aware those jobs are in the pipeline. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 21-year-old man died Wednesday after a car versus motorcycle accident in Oshkosh. Oshkosh police say the accident happened just after noon when a motorcycle traveling westbound on 9th Avenue collided with a vehicle traveling southbound on Graceland Drive. The accident closed a busy traffic corridor for several hours. Oshkosh police say the investigation is continuing. As of October 1st, there have been 22 confirmed cases of pertussis, also known as whooping cough, in Winnebago County. Jackie Greenough, the communicable disease supervisor for Winnebago County Public Health, said that pertussis is highly contagious, especially in households with an exposure.
So when someone has pertussis, they want everybody in the household to be treated. That's called a prophylactic exposure treatment.
Whooping cough presents as a common cold at first and then progresses to a violent cough. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots of really respected actors have passed away the last several days, including Maggie Smith, Kris Kristofferson, John Ashton, and now John Amos. Amos starred in Roots, the TV miniseries from the late 1970s, and Norman Lear's hit show Good Times. His other credits included Coming to America, Uncut Gems, and Die Hard 2. Amos was 84 years old. It seems no one has told Haley Welch, also known as the Hawk Tua girl, that her 15 minutes of fame are up. First, she was an internet sensation, then she threw out a few first pitches and appeared on popular podcasts and sold some serious merch. But she's not stopping there. Now she has her own podcast on Spotify, and it is the third most popular. The podcast is called Talk Tua. Those who tune in to Talk Tua can expect to hear Haley chatting with celebrities, exuding Southern hospitality, and giving relationship advice. I thought Hawk Tua was relationship advice. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 73 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 10. This evening, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two, then clearing after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, sunshine 68, Saturday sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. Talk of Green Bay.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me in studio. The fallout from the Jack Smith filing continues, plus Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Thursday. The only thing that is better looking than this Thursday is a guy by the name of Pat Tracy.
Oh, yeah. We all know that.
See, that good morning, Mino and the Mayor. Yeah,
yeah. Hello, Pat.
And 54 degrees in Oshkosh, so they're at the top of the food chain when it comes to that. And
he's got that swagger.
When it comes to events,
he's got that swagger.
Oshkosh.
We're warmer than you.
Right. We're warmer than you.
I rode my bike. I rode my bike to the studio today, guys.
Did you? Yeah. We're the Panama City of Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, exactly.
How are you, Pat?
I'm fantastic. And hey, I loved all of the Brewers talk because I'm right there with you guys.
Well, you're there with John and Nikki. What's good, see, John's like, I can't believe you didn't watch a game last night. Well, I come in here at 5:45, I get the play-by-play by John with just as much enthusiasm as it was if I was there.
Actually, more than those announcers. Those announcers. Pat, did you listen to the national announcers?
Yes, and I because I listened to the Bally guys,
right?
Vinny Rotini and the other guy.
Yeah.
So that's like who I think should be calling the Brewers.
Exactly. Absolutely. But
That whole Bally crew, I just love them. You know, I know them like because they're in my house every night.
Yeah, exactly. And the game will be on WISS in Oshkosh tonight. So, I mean, that's a huge, huge listen to right there.
And so who calls it when you guys get it?
On the national TV?
No, the national broadcasters?
On the radio, I'm not sure who we get. To
local
be
guys.
With you. Yeah, I think it's local guys.
But it's one of those. Go ahead.
Where I was going, is there any way to send Todd and Pat over there today?
Let us call Bergstrom and borrow that vet that they just had here.
Oh my god. Yeah. You should see the toys they came with today.
Yeah. I have a feeling if Pat and I hit the road, we'd never end up in our destination because we'd be hitting all the breweries on the way.
I didn't want to say that. Yeah. Todd, we got this great new craft brewery over there. I know we don't have time.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I think we have time. Oh no, we've got plenty of time, Pat. I can see that Todd being that way.
But you can
go ahead, Pat. I'm just saying that you can drive.
I'm a little bit excited. I know the Brewers is the whole focus of the entire state and probably the United States. But today is the day that we drop season 2, Why I Love Oshkosh. The first episode comes out later today on the Discover Oshkosh website.
Nice.
That's totally trumping the Brewer buzz.
Yeah.
Why I Love Oshkosh. Pedal trolley.
Ah.
Oh, hey, that's a good thing.
We have captured, guys. So the video will come out at some point today. It'll be on Discover Oshkosh, .com or go to their Facebook page and like Discover Oshkosh. We have encapsulated in 1 minute and 33 seconds what it's like to experience a 2-hour pedal trolley ride through downtown Oshkosh with Pat, the tour guide you never knew you needed.
Well, I think that's going to be a fun thing because you know why? You have as much or more enthusiasm for your community as any. I've dealt with hundreds of people in my career with people who are there to promote something, whether it's community or whatever. And there are so many, there are more times than you'd ever imagine where even though that's their job to have enthusiasm, I've had to pull it out or other people have to pull it out.
Oh my gosh.
And you are the exact opposite. So honestly, you'd be perfect for that job.
So for the pedal trolley episode, I had not been on the one in Oshkosh. And so just to set the stage, it's a 14-seat pedal trolley. There's 3 seats that don't pedal. And to be honest with the viewers, the pedal doesn't really do anything. It's more just for your own personal aerobic workout. The pedal trolley is powered. You know, it drives like 5 miles an hour.
I honestly did not know that.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Sorry. Wow.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
But I'm honest. You work up a thirst, right?
Good point.
Do they have beer on those things?
Well, okay. So here's the deal. You bring your own cooler.
Oh.
Because it's a pedal trolley, it's like a little mobile tavern. And so when you sign up, you know, you have to sign the waiver and all that.
Right,
like $35. $35 for a 2-hour ride. And you bring your own cooler. So on the first ride, I went with my wife and a friend because I'd never been on it and I needed to like do it so I could write the script. I jump on a tour of somebody's 29th birthday, and these kids are from Chilton, Okay. I'm not 29 anymore, but I still think I'm 29.
You look 29, Pat. I'm telling you, you look 29.
I'm on the pedal trolley with these guys going. I'm not sure I can speak about it on the air. You know, the games that you play on the pedal trolley when certain songs come on and you imbibe.
And you imbibe.
But so, I go on the pedal trolley with the 29-year-olds and I'm like, wow, okay, I see what this is all about. So for the shoot, Discover Oshkosh, they like to get the businesses involved. So they invite a smorgasbord of 12 other people that I didn't know any of them. Okay. It's like the owner of Sartori's, a couple of ladies from Beckett's restaurant. Okay. A couple of ladies from the Chamber of Commerce. So now Pat is out here on a Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. with 12 strangers.
Hey,
luckily we didn't have a cooler.
Hang on one second. What do you think of guys that refer to themselves in the third person? So John decided.
So Pat is on his bike.
The mayor decided.
Sorry. Okay. Because when we're in our virtual writing.
George would never do that. Of course I wouldn't do that.
Part of the fun of this is we write as if Pat is a character.
That's why. And I'm one of the writers. Okay, that's got why it. He's in third person. Okay.
Got it. Yeah. Got it.
But so anyway, so Pat's first assignment. So we get the cooler. It's Tuesday morning at 10 a.m.
What's in the cooler?
Cows and claws, spotted cows, the claws, the white claws and all that stuff, the seltzers and all that stuff.
So there's Todd was on this trip?
What's that?
So Todd was on there? Because that sounds like a cooler Todd would just
boy, does it.
Spend on the weekend driving around.
It does.
Well, that's what we watch him drink every morning. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So I make my playlist. I am terrified about what are these people who I don't know and mostly are 20, 30 years, 40 years younger than me. Pat's bringing the playlist, okay?
Okay.
So we get on the thing. I do my little intro. You know, like one brave guy pops a beer. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning, okay?
Yeah.
Well, the first song comes on and it's Rock Me Amadeus by Falco, okay? And like the youngest person on the trolley goes, oh, Rock Me Amadeus, grabs a beer, pours the, you know, and we're off. Okay. So we're doing this whole pedal trolley video through downtown Oshkosh on Tuesday morning. There's like no traffic. They're letting me drive. Okay. Oh. Just disclaimer to regular people. They probably won't let you drive.
Right. Okay.
They let me drive. At 10:30, a post comes up on Facebook with us on the pedal trolley and we're all like going like this and the music's pumping. And the post is Oshkosh, Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. and they're going hard.
Wow.
Give them the bell on that one.
That's awesome.
You earned the bell. Not many people earn the bell.
And so thank you because I had to bring everything I had and I got that group going and we had a ball and today, I just found out 9 a.m., the Why I Love Oshkosh Season 2 pedal trolley will drop on Discover Oshkosh. So nice. You guys, this is a total scoop.
This is awesome, Pat. And Pat, that is so much fun. About 2 hours. That's quite the tour.
It's quite the workout if you're pedaling.
Yeah,
Let's be honest. You're not pedaling very much. But what's interesting is that they have like some little stops or you can pick your own stops if you want, you know, but they have little places that they go and you get off and you can run in we went into Elsewhere, that coffee shop, because it was the morning. We were trying to honor the morning coffee people. So we did stop in Elsewhere and look at all the merch in there.
They had great looking little.
Oh, that's a great store.
Sweets there. Yeah. Look like homemade type stuff. It looked phenomenal.
So did you have a little Sweet Caroline? Did you sing that one? Because that that's a total bike song.
So when the kids came up to get on the pedal trolley, I was still like three songs short on my playlist. Uh-huh. So I asked Devin from Wagner Market. Devin, I think Devin is the guy that actually makes the brats that we saw. Remember when we saw the amazing collection of bratwurst?
Absolutely. Yep.
Devin, the bratwurst maker from Wagner Markets, is on the pedal trolley.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, he's a young hip guy. I said, Devin, I'm a little, you know, insecure about my playlist. He goes, you can't go wrong with Sweet Caroline.
No,
so
I cannot.
Boom, I added that thing. Okay.
That's cool.
What else? What else? Yeah. What else?
That is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Give us a sample of some of your other songs.
Oh, geez. I had Oh, God. I'm opening it up right now. Give me 1 second.
Yep.
Cover for me, Todd.
Because 2 hours is a long time to come up with music.
It's so a lot of music.
It's a lot of music. But where do you go, Pat? Like, you must, I mean, there's so much to see in Oshkosh. You get down to the Opera House, or what do you guys do on your tour?
Yes. So the pedal trolley has a route where it can go. And so if you do, you know, Google pedal trolley Oshkosh, you'll see it.
All right.
You basically are like one block either side of the main street. They don't really like you to go down the main street
because
you know, you'll block traffic. But so you go down either side of Main Street, and some groups, like, you know, like if you have a ladies shopping group, they'd want to stop at like the little cool antique and curio shops. Okay, so they'll do that for you.
Chippendales.
My group kind of hangs out. Like, we want to hit four bars, okay? So there's like four fun bars that we go in. And Pat's favorite thing is to go in the back door. I love parking in the alley and going in the back door like a regular.
There you go.
You know?
You feel cool when you go into the back door of a place.
Side door.
Yeah.
So listen to this. Free Falling.
Okay?
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Absolutely. That gets Tom Petty.
You got to have Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah.
I would
Those
die for you.
Those are fun songs.
I would die for you, Prince.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Walking
you.
On the...
I could do Apollonia.
No.
Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth.
That's a good song, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a little bit edgy for me, but everybody
this
was
good,
in
Pat.
Their seats.
These are good selections.
That's not that Walking on Smash Pumpkins, is it?
No.
That's lame. But that would be okay, too.
Okay. Sweet Caroline, that's a good one.
Jungle Love by Morris Day and the Time.
Yeah.
That's really
when
that came on, the trolley shifted into the next gear.
I would think so. Those are great songs.
You know
what'd
be fun, Pat? Because I talked about this. Even when I walk, I really need to have Todd figure out how to use my earbuds, and Jim wants to do the same thing for when he works out and everything like that. But it would be interesting if that thing wasn't powered by an engine. How many RPMs you'd get from the different songs? Because some of the songs you mentioned, you would really be going with it. Other ones would be kind of more mellow and having fun with it. But that would almost be fun to see how much more energy people have by the songs that were being played.
I totally agree. And in the process of researching pedal trolley, there were like three people that have been on one of the pedal trolleys in Nashville. And so I got to be honest, I want to go do a pedal trolley. I want to go do one that I really have to pedal.
Yeah.
If there is even such a thing, and has beer tappers right on the trolley.
Oh, love it.
And
it's
me. That's where I'm going.
Love it. And all music the whole time.
But
I
like this, Pat.
Those are so popular in Nashville. They have a lot of bachelorette parties down there too, though. They just have a lot of parties period down in Nashville. But that's kind of like your playlist, right? You know, for running, you get one that. Yeah, but you want to keep that high energy, and they have so much fun. And what I think is cool about your city, that's great that you've worked with the police department to make sure that you're, you know, that people
compliant.
Are waving, that you're compliant, that people are waving with all five fingers.
No, he really didn't. He didn't.
He kind of didn't.
He didn't say.
Well, I'm sure you did.
Pat is working with the police department.
Those are fun things to do and to get. Yeah. Again, just a group of people the same age or like that music you have is such a wide range, right? Some younger people, the older people, everybody, you know, Sweet Caroline, some of those other things you talked about are fun songs. That is a great way to see the city. And
so that's what I liked about it was you're in a different viewpoint,
right?
You know, you're seeing different things, but even more is, and this is kind of like where I'm at now, because I think I'm older and I think about stuff differently. You get to spend 2 hours with people and you're not on your phones in front of a screen.
Right.
That's great.
Oh my gosh.
Love it.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Pat, listen, no lie. All the respect in the world for what you do for that Oshkosh area and the way you promote it.
You do, Pat. You make Oshkosh. You elevate it. That's awesome. And people want to feel proud of their community, and you know, you're the cheerleader down there.
So it's 9 o'clock today that drops, Pat?
9 o'clock, Discover Oshkosh.
All right.
Pedal trolley.
We're on it.
And who put that together?
That's
Tracy.
Our Discover Oshkosh team of, that's Brandon, is the video guy from MotionWorks.
Okay.
If I can give a shout out to Brandon,
absolutely.
Holy smokes. He's amazing. Tara is our producer from Showcase Communications, and then the amazing Caitlin from Discover Oshkosh, who you guys know.
And you know who oversaw that all, Jim?
Yep, the amazing
Pat
Tracy.
Pat.
This is a Pat production.
This is, man.
Welcome.
Awesome.
Pat production.
All right, we got to get
Discover
down there and
Oshkosh.
Do that.
Thank you, Pat Tracy.
Thanks,
Discover
Pat.
Oshkosh. You're the best.
Great seeing you guys. Go Brewers!
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. Quick break. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I could just hear Pat singing this.
Me too. I could just see Pat as a 20-year-old.
I don't know. His song picks were so good.
Fantastic.
We should hire him as a program director for one of our music stations.
He does roll with it.
I like that.
We'll call it Pat FM.
I like it. Could he program my, what's my things called that you're going to fix for me?
Well, you've got some sort of earbuds, right?
Yeah. Could he program
that? Well, you'd have to program your phone. You have to come up with a playlist.
Could he do that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think Pat's kind of like me where it's like I kind of know a little bit about it, but I don't want to know too much.
Okay. But couldn't we just tap into his playlist?
Yeah, everyone he said I would listen to when I'm walking.
He'd have to share it with you. So if he created something in Spotify, he could share
and
that.
And then as Jim and I both said together at the exact same time this morning, that's magical.
Magical. Magical.
That was two old guys.
That was two old
guys. You want to talk about two grumpy old men, and when you're telling us something, technically, how somehow this gets from your phone, then it transfers to your little earbuds, and there's no cord.
Select what you want.
And we both said it at the same time. That's magic.
You know what it reminded me of when you guys said that? Remember in the old days on NBC, The More You Know?
Yeah.
They would play it at the end of one of those things.
Absolutely.
That's kind of what when you guys went, it's magical. Wow, I could see the rainbow with the NBC logo.
A little star on the end.
Yeah, I agree. So I want to do what do we got for a good prize package?
We've got passes for, Let's Be Frank Productions.
They're
going to have a Christmas show coming up later, and we've got some passes for that.
Okay.
That's a good show.
Brewers?
And I'll also throw in two passes for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues up
in Marinette
November 2nd.
Oh, yep. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I really hope to make it to that. That sounds like such a fun event. Once again, I'll be at the Epic tonight. We've got a bunch of people coming there. They're a great performance. There's still tickets available for the Operation Song to support our local veterans. That's going to be a really cool event. I want to do a Brewers Pick'em tonight. Okay, Todd?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to have a few minutes. So you got to text it in, folks. Give us your Brewers score. Now, Jim, I'm going to let you, because you always complain about however I do this.
Okay.
So go ahead. What's the rule on picking the Brewers score? Because it's tough to pick an exact score, 4-2 or anything like that.
But if we say the total number of that's points, everybody's going to pick the same.
Well, it's going to be really seven. Within 10. Yeah. 10,
right.
Yeah. So let's just see if somebody hits the exact score. How's that?
That's not that hard.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of options. You know, it's kind of like there's a lot of
ton of options, right?
Permutations.
Like the one.
That's the only term I ever remember from stats class was permutations.
I didn't. And is that a word?
Yeah, and I feel really smart whenever I use it.
You know what it means?
Now there's the question.
Like a lot, it means a lot of options. It means a lot of options. I think
we do that longest, the most yards in football. What could we add up that would be? I mean, the scores. You're right. I guess there are a lot of, as you put it, permutations.
But let's just go score and see if somebody hits it.
All right.
And let's say the score is 5-2, Brewers win. If somebody has, but they have. How about this, Todd? We have to have the winning score hit right on the. Whatever, okay?
All right.
And then who's closest with the losing score? How's that? So, like, if the final score is 6-2,
and
the Brewers win 6-2, and somebody has Brewers 6-4, and nobody else has the winning score and closest to the other score, what's wrong with that?
That's not going
to
be your problem.
You lost me completely.
Yeah, you did. That didn't make any sense anyway. I don't know if he knew what he just
Nicky
said.
Nicky! No, here's what I'm saying.
Just kidding.
Give us the Brewers score.
John,
in order to
that's
win,
not
you
your
must
problem.
Have the Brewers score correct,
right.
And then the closest of the losing score.
I wouldn't worry about the latter part of that. I think, what are you going to do when three or four people have the same score?
The first entry on the time.
All right, now that makes sense.
First entry.
All right, so let's get going.
All right, so right now you can text in your bet, I guess, at the Civic Media app. Download it right now. Go to WGBW or WISS. And what are the rules on this?
Okay, the rules is
pick the score and the winner.
Yes, pick the winner, of course.
Yep.
And then you must have the winning team's score right on the mark. Okay? So if the Brewers win 4-1, you must have the 4 for the Brewers. Now, if you pick 4-2, and that's the closest to the losing team's score, you're the winner.
Woo! I have no idea.
What if what if the score is 4-2 and somebody picks 4-1, somebody picks 4-3?
The lower, the one that gets it in.
Without going over?
No, we're not going to do that. He can't understand that one. Whoever on the time that gets it in earliest, that's the winner. The tiebreaker is who gets it in earliest.
Okay.
All right. So there you go.
It's a little fuzzy, that
Nicky,
last part.
Come here.
Here's the thing.
Pick the score.
Get your bets in
we'll deal with it tomorrow,
and then we'll fluff through it tomorrow.
Yes.
All right.
So get your bets
in. Nicky, come here real quick.
Brewers score, winner,
loser. Do you understand
loser.
My pick 'em contest?
Nicky.
No, because I like to keep the money I have.
Yeah.
But you understand, though?
Can't you just pick winners or losers?
Yes.
No. We got to have the score.
Well, of course.
How about Brewers by 4?
No.
Forget it, then.
That's too complicated.
The Brewers would win by more than 4 runs.
No.
4 or more.
No, you know what? Because that's like a Las Vegas thing, and that's illegal gambling.
Oh, now you draw the line?
Yes.
The line is a dot to you,
yes,
Johnny.
Yes, you must have a problem.
You are my problem.
Wow, there's nothing better said.
No bell.
Are you following those
presidential notification. Notification.
It's to Jim.
Yep. It's his wife.
Yeah.
Do we need to put you back in?
Jim, I understand what he's talking about.
Actually, it was my banker.
No. Jim, don't bet. It hasn't been a good month for you.
Right. Throttle back, Jim.
All right, fine.
We're capping your line.
So anyway, we're running out of time. Nicky, give us a prediction tonight.
Yeah.
Brewers 6-2.
You going to watch it all the way through no matter what?
I will.
Okay.
Wow, they're going to.
I pinky promise.
Okay.
Jim, have some faith.
I don't even know who they're playing. I just don't follow
baseball. The Mets.
They have the striped uniforms?
No.
A little bit of a pinstripe sometimes. The Mets? Yeah.
Okay.
Real
I mean,
thin,
home.
Thin, thin.
Home they, yeah. When they're at home.
Yeah.
Where are they playing?
Miller. Bam. I know. It'll always be Miller.
I'm not the only one.
I say the Brewers by 1 in extra innings. So
I say Brewers.
5-4.
I'm taking Brewers 4-3.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Good luck.
Hey, thanks for being with us, everybody. Once again, Operation Song. Check it out at Epic tonight. Back in tomorrow morning. My name is Mayor. See ya.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, all about election security, what happens to ballots after you cast your vote. Hour number 2, Alexander Vindman should be fascinating. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Do you, let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.